Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Just a small disagreement on what I didn't get paid. So I'm making the most of what I had saved. A little goes a long way down here. When it gets a little hot in the heat of the day, I just float on over and find a little bit of shade. They got lots of options of frozen concoctions and a free lime with every beer. Here at the Swim Up Bar with my waterproof credit card. Got the breeze in the blender and some cute bartenders named Maria, Juanita, and Erica. A little drunk in Mexico, looking out on the Gulf of America.
September 4th, that's Scotty McCreery playing a little song, Swim Up Bar, at the Gulf of America. We're going audio only today, boys. Full house.
Yeah, that's for the best. We're not the most handsome crowd.
Vince.
Yeah, I would say that's probably for the best. I've ever been.
Vince, Tyler, and of course, you've got the snake. Anyway, boys, lot of action. Jalen Carter was just thrown out of the Eagles game for spitting on Dak Prescott before the game even started, on pace for 17 ejections this season. Incredible.
I bet that fine is going to be for so much money.
That's going to hit hard.
If we're being honest, though, I kind of like that in my D-tackle.
Yeah, you want a little fucking fire. And you also love it for the rivalry.
That's a rat move. You can't spit on someone.
Before the game even starts, it's a crazy play. Like, not even in the fire. Not even in the fire of the match. You go fucking spit on a guy immediately before the game even starts. You don't even have any...
Patriots don't have the depth. Yeah, he did it before the first play. He didn't even play yet. And before the first play, he just walked over and spit on Dak Prescott for no reason.
Like, right under his face mask on his chest. Literally the ref couldn't have been closer. I mean, they were almost in a triple kiss formation. That's how close the ref and Jalen Carter and Dak.
We do not have the depth for our D tackle to be spitting on people. So please do not get any ideas.
That's the only place we do have depth. I don't understand. They're making decisions left and right that I can't understand. By the way, September 4th, right before week one, Malcolm Go podcast, back. Yeah. I mean, they cut Peppers, insane move. I'm way out on this Peppers cut. I don't know where you guys stand. I got it while I was at Clark's Bears, having a nice day with my family, looking at Bears do tricks, which, by the way, seems like it should be illegal, but it isn't. They literally have bears on barrels and balls, like you'd see in the Looney Tunes. And I got the text, and I had to shut it down. I shut down Family Day with the family to go through this the Jabril Peppers news. Don't understand it one bit. Not only did they cut probably their best all-around player from the last 4 years, but then they're now going to elevate the guy they were trying to trade for the last 5 weeks. So, like, okay, Peppers, you're cut. Like, Duggar, we like you now. You can fucking stay. You get his spot. Insane How does anybody trust this right now? That's crazy roster management.
Cutting Peppers. Is there like guys behind him that are, like, I don't
know. No, he said he didn't fit what we were trying to do. I'm not sure what we're trying to do.
What way? He fits everything.
I don't understand he is literally Mike Vrabel, just a little bit smaller and blacker. Like,
he was better than he was the best defender and he was the best all around player for like 3 years on the team.
Could have been a lock.
I don't think so. He was fucking, I doubt it. He was vocal about liking playing for Vrabel, and Vrabel liked him, and he was playing hard and fucking, I thought he would have been captain. Forget getting cut.
Maybe he choked a bitch.
No, that's what they said. Well, that's what they said. He didn't.
Immediately, I went to arrested.
Well, that's where I went to too, and then somebody reported that there was no legal issues. But then he hasn't been signed yet either, which is crazy. Like, you would think he would be fucking off the board fast. He didn't lose a step. He was playing hard and fucking knocking dicks in the dust, as they say. The business. I don't get it. Dicks in the dust. I say both. Throw them around, left and right, I do. Right. At Pop Warner, I do it. I'll just run down there and say that.
I just need to see. I need to see this team play. I just don't understand how we're going to play. It's going to
different. Yeah. You've got a rookie starting safety standing next to a guy that was signed by Gerard Mayo as a special teamer playing.
I also think
free
that we're really overlooking that Christian Gonzalez isn't going to play for a while.
That's one week. I mean,
1 week.
Disaster.
This is like one of those weird, they keep talking about, it's like week six and we're like, why hasn't he played yet?
It's going to be until October. He's not going to play.
You think he's going to be out 4 weeks? They could have put him on PUP if they were going to do that.
Yeah, but he might be able to play if it's a hamstring. Yep. You don't know when they're going to heal.
Okay. I'm not a hamstring expert, but I'm just going to say, if you didn't think he was going to play in 4 weeks, you could have put him on PUP, kept a roster open for fucking Baker or Bourne or somebody, or fucking Peppers.
We don't like these guys, though. That's the thing. It's like, not only, we just would rather not have them. That's how much they care about them.
They're eating dead money to get rid of Belichick and Gerard Mayo guys for no reason. Like,
which
some
I'm
of
actually,
them,
I don't even hate it. I like, fuck it, just start fresh.
Yeah, but we have an opportunity here. You've got a quarterback on year two. You can't fuck it up. You got to fucking make moves ASAP. You got to start winning now.
No, we don't. We're not going to win this year. People have this in our head that we're going to be good. Like, if we win 6 or 7 games, that would be a big jump for Drake May.
I want them to double. If you're not at 8, failure. The easiest,
I would
look
say
at their schedule.
The schedule is conducive to them winning 7 or 8. However, we are being a little bold. I mean, they are not. Are they that talented? I think the offense. I think Stephon Diggs is awesome. And McDaniels toted fucking Mac Jones to 10 wins. He can tote Drake May to 10 wins.
But here's the thing. We're 3 injuries away from this team being a disaster, and we already have 1 in Gonzalez.
I don't think he's going to be out that long. I think at max he's going to be out 2 games. I mean, they were talking about him being ready this week, and they're just going to hold him out for, I mean, who the fuck do the Raiders have? Jacoby Myers?
He doesn't
even
want to
play. If you look at the first 4 weeks, Raiders, at Dolphins, Steelers, Panthers.
You need them at one of those games.
We could be 2-2 easy after that.
You could be 4-0. Those teams all stink.
I think we could be. I think we could be 1-3. I think the Steelers are good. I think the Panthers are solid. And I think
the
Dolphins
Steelers,
are going to be better.
What are you
Steelers
smoking?
Stink. The Panthers are going to stink.
The Steelers like led the league for most of the season, the AFC last year.
Yeah, they're bad.
With Justin Fields. And then now they got DJ Metcalf and Rodgers. They're going to be way better this year.
Rodgers is terrible. I'm fucking so over the Rodgers.
He's got 1 foot and 3/4 of his body out the door to retire. He showed up to Steelers camp in like on August like 15th. He was like, yeah, I guess I'll do it for $20 million.
He looks like he's on Ozempic. He looks ridiculous.
I guess we'll find out, but I honestly think that
they could be 4-0 and still be like,
they're fighting. Dallas and Philly are fighting.
Their defense is loaded.
Yeah, they get some good guys. But
defense
like,
is
what
way
they get TJ Watt.
Defense.
They don't really have a good secondary.
They just traded for Ramsey.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot about Ramsey.
40 years old.
He's old. Whatever. I forgot about him.
He's better than any cornerback is going to play for us.
I will
game.
Say all four of those teams are beatable. I mean, if I'm dead serious, if McDaniels can drag Mac Jones and that anemic offense, who is he throwing to 10 wins? Drake May is going to take a step forward. There's no doubt. There's not even a doubt.
We have Will Campbell just came up with an ankle injury.
Yeah,
he's already a rookie. He has to block Mason Crosby, Chubb from Miami, and then TJ Watt in the first 3 weeks.
Those guys all rush off the right or at the right side, don't they? Chubb, I think, is the left side, but fucking Crosby's off the right side. TJ Watt's definitely off the right side.
That makes you feel worse.
Morgan
I don't even know.
Moses is blocking them. This is going to be. We're in trouble on the offensive line still.
But you don't get what Josh McDaniels is capable of. He understands that you have to chip these good guys. Like, he would give Gronk away to chip fucking TJ Watt. Not TJ Watt, JJ Watt. Like, he would have whatever Marcus Cannon out there and then TJ and then Gronk and they double team him and then Gronk would go out for passes. Like, he wouldn't fucking. You think he cares about Hunter Henry or fucking Hooper helping block?
I'm just saying, if on offense, if we lose one O-lineman at this point, and if we lose any skill position, we're in trouble. Like, real quick. Like,
if Drake May goes down, they won't win a game.
Well, Drake May, but I'm saying, like, Henderson or Diggs or, like, we need everyone everywhere the whole season.
I get it. We got no depth. I mean, running backs, I'm not against their depth. I think they have three good guys. I mean, if Henderson got hurt, you still got Gibson.
Yeah, running backs. No, you're right. Running backs are fine.
I think our receivers are pretty good, too. I have nothing against them.
You have enough guys that are the exact same guy at receiver.
Stephon Diggs is going to be a legit number one.
Yeah, I agree.
Legit number one, and then you've got...
I mean, did he even get drafted in anyone's fantasy league? Like,
yeah, he's on every single one of my fantasy teams. I'm not sure what you're talking about.
I drafted Efton Chisholm, so don't look at me.
I mean, you're down. I mean, that's crazy, but...
the last pick, it was a fucking Hail Mary. You never know what's going to happen.
Stephon Diggs is a legit number one. Go look at his stats. The guy's going to have 1,000 yards for the Patriots.
He'll have 1,000 yards. I mean... We'll see. I mean, he looks like he's fucking... I mean, he's 10 times more athletic than anybody they've had in the last five years.
Apologizing to the media? He's apologizing
like
to the
that.
Media.
Don't apologize to them. That's Phil Perry and fucking...
Like, he's being a dog.
This is why everyone says you don't want Diggs to date your sister, is because he just played the media so hard. This is what they live for. It's like, oh my God, you did treat us unfairly. I thought you did. Yeah, like, you never, like, took us out to dinner. You never did anything with us. And, like, but at least you get it now. So you're different. He's changed. That's the thing. He's changed now. It's like, that was the phoniest bullshit.
Daughter on a boat with cocaine, I don't think.
Pink cocaine. I saw a girl today. I'm not even joking. This is where I just don't know why it came up. But I saw her today. And she had her face and neck was the worst bruise I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, literally, either she must have crawled away from going head-on with an 18-wheeler, or her husband has a sledgehammer right hook, because this lady's face, I've never seen a bruise like this. She was out smoking cigarettes on a deck, and I'm like, is that a shade? Like, I'm walking you guys, like, is this, that's not shade. I'm like, that is the worst bruise I've ever, I was like inches from being like, miss, are you okay? She wasn't crying or anything, but she was like just smoking and had the bruise. And obviously you don't bruise that fast. So like, I was really close to being like, did your husband do this to you? It was shocking how big this bruise.
Where were you?
Oh, Saga Center.
Oh.
And it was I'm telling you, half of her face, down her neck, her ear, black and blue. I've never seen anything like it. Split right down the middle.
That's weird. I mean, it could be a motorcycle accident. It feels a lot That's like something. A motorcycle accident.
But she had no cuts. Cutless.
Yeah. Maybe she caused it and then caught a beating after.
It could have been. I don't know.
I can't wait. I can't do it anymore. We need to talk about Bill Belichick.
Hold on.
I can't wait.
Didn't we talk about Peppers yet? We didn't even talk about Peppers. I mean,
we can come back. We can come back to Peppers. I can't wait on this topic. I hate him. I want the statue. Bob was going to give the guy a statue.
He said yesterday he was going to give him a statue. yesterday.
Fuck his statue. I hope his fucking I will go like they did the Bin Laden or the Saddam Hussein statue where they pull it down. I will go do that to the Bill Belichick statue if they put it up. That will
Bill
be
Belichick big. Statue would be too sturdy. You could never do such a thing. Listen,
no,
he I have just unlimited good memories about that guy that he's going to have to do it. I mean, he's going to have to at least disappoint me or anger me 7 times for me to like really get overboard with this. But that's just a terrible look. This, of course, we're talking about the news that dropped today where apparently he's limited. Well, he's completely banned the Patriots from North Carolina practices, but he's also limited other scouts from other teams. I'm sure that's like the Jets and the Browns. And maybe the Giants, I don't know. Maybe the
I
Falcons.
I have no desire to recruit any of his dumb, idiot players that lost by 50 to a shitty TCU's team because they're poorly coached by him and his dumb mullet-having son. I hate them all.
Listen,
I want them
we
all.
We can't throw away all the good years because they're having a messy breakup. I just can't have it.
It's like you don't remember the Rams Super Bowl. Like, where the fuck were you?
I was like 7, but long
seven,
story short.
The first one? I'm talking about the last one. It was like fucking 3 years ago.
Twice in the Super Bowl? Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot about the one where we won fucking 17-3 or whatever against the most anemic The most anemic football team of all time. I also remember.
Talking about, they were like the highest scoring offense of all time.
I vividly remember him benching Malcolm Butler because he fucking probably banged Linda because Linda needed a little chocolate. It's so dumb. Stop worshiping this guy. He is a 500 coach without the greatest player of all time. 500.
I am not relitigating the Belichick versus and Brady thing. It's I can't defend this scouting thing. I don't have all the details. I'm telling you right now, he built his entire credibility and the entire foundation of the North Carolina program was to be an NFL feeder program. So, like, all the players are like, if you want to play in the NFL, come to North Carolina. I'm going to coach you like they do in the pros. And then to say that, like, some teams can't look at them is crazy. I mean, that undermines everything you're doing. And, like, your whole team's got to be like, what the fuck, man?
Did you ever see Linda on the sideline pregame? We ever catch Linda on the sidelines pregame?
It's hard to say. I mean, she might have been on the sidelines pregame. I know she's there after the game.
Yeah, but she wasn't talking to fucking Bill after,
might have been.
You know, cotton candy. I'm so sick of everything that it represents him.
Somebody said, can I have, she said, somebody tweeted, babe, can I have $20 for the, can I have $20 for the fucking, I forget what it was.
I need to hear from the snake on this one.
I mean, it's like your dog is old and it's just time. And you got to make that tough decision. That's where it's feeling to me. I mean, you can't expect anyone to want to go to your school. It's hard enough to make the NFL. Let's just cut out one team and limit other teams. Nobody's going to want to go to the school.
Wait, but time out. Has this ever happened with any other team ever?
What?
No. Why would they ever?
No,
why
a
would
single
ever...
team has ever banned a pro team from showing up for any reason ever.
It's not against the rules.
Ever,
I don't know.
Or do we just
ever...
not know about it because we don't follow college football like that?
I follow college football like that. What are
I don't
talking?
Know. It no, seems like it would completely go against every
double A school.
I fucking you idiots! You idiots were declaring him. You were declaring him the national champion, and I said,
"Look,
he just ran the script for 6 months. They've done nothing but run these 10 fucking plays. These 10 retarded plays.
Every little troll comment.
It is just he's just.
Oh, it was a troll. It was a troll. You two are both clowns, and I.
You are just a college know nothing. It's blatantly, it's just fucking obvious to me that all you do, you have no idea about loyalty. It's just a college SEC attitude.
You
like, don't you over talk. I'll mute
conference.
You in about 2 seconds. You, all you do, this loyal, you have zero loyalty. It's all, the minute they lose, if you don't win a championship yesterday, they want you fired today. It makes no sense. Like, the fucking Bill Belichick has coached one game. Can you give him a minute? He's playing with fucking, he's got 17-year-olds from fucking South Georgia playing for him. A fat lefty quarterback.
Fucking retards! This is his team!
What about you act like he came in and took over LSU. He did not, he went and took a fucking tier C ACC team. It's not even, I mean, if it was Clemson.
Our starting quarterback was their quarterback 2 years ago. Shut
and
up.
And he played in like the Cheez-It Bowl. Like UNC stinks.
Fucking Pop-Tart Bowl.
First of all, there's nothing wrong.
Everything wrong with college sports. There should be five bowls.
About Arkansas. Arkansas needs to get kicked out of the SEC. It just, they don't belong.
I am a big fan of Arkansas. Well, Arkansas carries every other sport, so that's why we're still there.
Like what? Baseball? That nobody knew college baseball existed.
Basketball, baseball.
Basketball. Over Kentucky, they carry it, do they?
Tennessee.
We just lost KP. I didn't ban him. He just left on his own accord. Oh, here he comes.
Be honest. After Brady left, I felt like we talked about this. We were like, we need new weapons. We need something. And I got the feeling that Belichick was like, I'm the greatest coach in the world. I can do it with anybody. And we just had this dud of a team with no, we had no skill.
Well, hold on.
Like, we just had a bad team.
No, let's not forget that we were the one seed in the AFC with Mac Jones on his rookie year. Like, we were okay. And then eventually it fell apart a couple more years. Am I gone?
I can hear you. Perfect. KP, I can't hear you. He's fucking yapping into the wind.
I'm pondering.
No, I'm
listening
to you.
We were the one seed with Mac Jones. We were
late into the season.
We had a good defense still. We had a rookie quarterback that apparently we didn't love. That we had to draft first overall.
Because of Kraft, right?
Yeah, so, like, I don't know. I like, they were fine. And, you know, they had a decent team with Cam. Like,
but, again, forget the whole fact that was, like, 2020 was they shut down the entire country for fucking COVID. Half the players sat out. Fucking your best players sat out and never came back. I mean, Dante Hightower, a legendary Patriot, sat out the season, you know, uninjured. Marcus Cannon, whole season, uninjured. So then you got fucking Cam Newton running for his life, and then he gets COVID, and then fucking everyone's panicking. You know, they were not that bad that year. They could have won four or five more games had Cam Newton not fucked up the last minute of a game. He fumbled, like, and threw away four or five games at the very end where they could have won. Seattle, Buffalo offhand, I remember vividly.
Same with that year after that when we went 8-9 or something like that with when Ramondre fumbled a few times at the end of the season. Myers threw that ball to Chandler Jones for a touchdown. Like
worst play in Patriots history.
And then our great coaches, they kept going up because then we were like, you know, it would be a good idea. We should take our defensive coordinator and he should call plays. That's a good step in the right direction.
Yeah, I'd like to know how
we almost made the playoffs with.
How did fucking Matt Patricia coordinate a better offense than fucking Bill O'Brien and fucking fuckface last year, Van Pelt?
Nobody ever looks at it. I'm done blaming any of them. I blame the Zoom
nobody.
Or whatever it was.
These teams turn over 75% every year.
I blame the Ring camera from whatever year that was when she was 18 years old. That's when she came into the picture. I blame Ring. I'll be suing Ring for ruining the Patriots. I'm announcing it here. That video ruined our proud, once proud franchise because that's when Linda left. The franchise went down with Linda.
Barrel
chest is so good, though.
What is?
The what?
That barrel chest in the Ring video.
It's the best. I mean, he literally has the body of the guys that wear the full bathing suit, like weightlifters from Looney Tunes. You know what I mean? Yeah. Where they like they lift the bar with the two giant cannonballs on this end. That's his body type, and it's perfect. It's so frustrating that they go from fucking literally they're saying he's gonna get a statue next to Tom, and then this fucking comes out today. And I didn't believe it at first. And he's going to be forced to comment on it. No way that's not coming out in his next press conference. He won't.
They're going to deny it.
Unless it's fucking not true. And then he'll fucking say, that's bullshit or something like that. Because, I mean, this literally directly hurts his players. His players would be like.
He would never say that's not true. He's going to be like, I don't control who comes in.
Do we also not know if it was just one scout that was a dick? You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't even know what happened.
This guy could literally be like, hey, I'm very interested and you putting my penis in your mouth, and you two would be like, all right, well, like, I mean, I'm free Saturday. Like, I do have a little bit of time. If that
we have any respect for the greatest coach of all time, because that's where we're standing on here.
I have respect for the greatest player of all time that toted an average coach to make him the greatest of all time.
Same.
See, that's the argument I hate. It's like, it's the coaching, greatest quarterback of all time.
He drew up, I mean, 25 of the greatest defensive game plans out of like the top 27. You know what I mean? I mean, his defensive game plans against fucking Buffalo in the Super Bowl with the Giants, against the Rams in the Super Bowl with the Patriots. I mean, against all those powerhouse Peyton Manning teams, against fucking, I mean, does that name a million of them? I mean, fucking taking an intentional safety in Denver down by 5 points. Or down by 3 points and needing to, you know, flip the field position. Fucking playing the wind against Peyton Manning. He did just crazy football mind moves that there's no coach in history that would do that shit.
It's also like the way that Brady raves about Bill still.
And everybody.
You never once hear him say a single thing about Bruce about Arians. Too.
I would rave about him too if I left and he became mediocre and I went and immediately whipped my dick out and won a Super Bowl on his head against the who had supposed to be the best player in the NFL right now. I went down to a team that's never won anything and won the Super Bowl. Not only did I win it, I won it in my home stadium. I would be like, oh, Bill Belichick, I have nothing but respect for the guy. I mean, what a nice guy. And
he,
I proved that
a master motivator.
KP just has no...
It's a like, bit.
Just no risk. Yeah.
It's just a bit. You can't be.
I do not. I am sick of his shit. I had no problem with him when he left. I had no.
You have a Chinese Communist Party and fucking flag in your closet. I guarantee it. You're a fucking turncoat.
No, that's you. That's you two idiots. You guys would join the fucking BBP.
No, I support. I'm loyal to my team. And you are very disloyal and scum. That's what you are.
You cheer against your alma mater to cheer for a guy who left
your
franchise
against them yet.
I
haven't.
You literally said you're going to wear a Bill Belichick jersey in the Carrier Dome. What are you talking on this podcast?
I'd do a split jersey like the McCourty twins. I'd split jersey it.
If Bill Belichick showed up to the University of Arkansas and brought North Carolina, I would throw boiled eggs at him, and I would assault Jordan. I'll say that here.
No, this is not. It's a bad look for Bill. It's a bad look for the University of North Carolina. But again, it's not like he got the keys to Ohio State. He got what he was offered, which is a tier 3 ACC team. I mean, they're not a team that's ever competing in the ACC. There's three teams that are consistent.
I think they were in the ACC championship 2 years ago, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, with a great quarterback. I mean, that happens. I mean, fucking Virginia was in the ACC championship. They suck. You know, it's always usually Florida State, Clemson, Miami, and then Pitt. And then, like, there's some middle guys, and sometimes a team will be good.
I also don't really care about this that much. Like, I'm way more concerned about Drake May not being good.
I disagree. I think
I don't know why, like, everyone's just anointing him like a Pro Bowler, like, or all pro. Did you watch him in the fourth quarter of any game last year? He was just a turnover machine.
A lot of that was, I'm telling you.
I mean, he did.
They had no plays, no players. And half the time, like, he did in the fourth quarter throw interceptions and shit was getting going wrong. He had no
bad
offensive
fumbles.
Line. Fucking,
I mean, there was
Douglas was running routes incorrectly. I mean, there was a lot of, like, games that they had a chance to win at the end that, like, other people were fucking up.
Quite a few interceptions that he threw that hit the player in the hand and the defender just caught it. Like, I think he's good. I think he's going to be really good this year. I think he fits what Josh McDaniels wants to do so well.
And he's never had other than Cam, he's never had a guy that could run but also throw. He had a guy that could run, and he had a guy that can throw. And now he's going to be able to do both. Be interesting to see. Let him run fucking bootlegs and shit. He'll be out on the edge fucking bombing balls.
And you got a number one. We haven't had a real number one receiver in so long.
I am also not willing to call Diggs the number one at this point in his career.
What's a number one? He's going to be a 1,000-yard receiver. I consider that. I don't even know when the last time we had a 1,000-yard receiver was. I don't even know. Edelman in 2020?
Edelman. Yeah, Myers
would be Edelman. Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know when. I'm going to ask AI right this moment. And by the way, I am looking at photos of Linda Holiday and Bill Belichick kissing before games on the sideline. So fuck your face.
Linda was a mature adult.
On Super Bowl.
In Phoenix, Arizona, right now, kissing before the game. At Super Bowls.
So he was willing to kiss some fucking old saggy titty bitch on the sidelines.
I'm fairly certain that us four
those weren't saggy. Those are set up nice. Those are from Dr. Robenstein in fucking Nantucket.
She's a winner. Linda's a winner. Linda went out on top. Linda went out on top with that dumb dog.
Had to be.
And then
was she ever married to him?
No.
Oh, she got nothing?
Well, I'm sure he paid her. I'm sure she kept the house. Keep the kids.
Oh, poor Linda.
I mean, I'm looking at one where she's wearing the Super Bowl ring on her neck. Listen, 1,000-yard receiver was 2019, Julian Edelman.
I just can't believe that KP is this willing to back the second hoe.
I know.
Like, it's not even his main woman. It's not even his first wife. It's just the second hoe that he's defending.
I don't remember anybody getting mad at Linda when Bill cheated on his wife and mother of his kids with Linda.
Because we were winning. We're fucking winning, and then this 22-year-old broad.
This is why you just don't get it.
Yeah.
What don't I get? Do you guys enjoy mediocrity? Because for 5 years we just suffered through Cam Newton, Mac Jones.
You don't know anything but mediocrity, Kenneth. I don't understand why you can get mad at things that you do every day, all the time. You've never won anything at anything. Every single team you like has sucked forever.
In 1995, the year I was born, 1 month after my birth, Arkansas won a basketball national championship.
True, they did. Haters
forget that. You can't take that from me. No, you cannot take that from me.
The haters forget that. They absolutely did.
Many people forget that I was in Omaha when Arkansas dropped the pop fly to win the national championship. I was there.
Nobody forgets that because nobody even knows that Omaha and Arkansas.
When Calipari wins a basketball national championship, That will be my last year alive. I don't need anything else.
Can you guys
else.
Just make Once like Arkansas, an Elite Eight one time? Like, you guys stink
they make,
at basketball.
They made an Elite Eight 2 years ago, you clown.
With Calipari?
They made the sweeps. No, with Eric Musselman. Calipari's first year was last year. He made a Sweet 16.
Did he recruit anybody good? Basketball sucks. College sports are ruined.
Calipari recruited all 5 stars. We have a guy from Russia, though. I don't really know how I feel about that. I'm not sure about that.
Speaking of spies, I was talking about my walk today when I saw the bruised woman. I went by this little factory, and it's been there forever. And I was like, what the fuck is this anyway? And I was looking over there, and everyone, they're making, like, widgets. I don't know. They're all fucking making little metal parts in there. I'm like, what is this? And they're all Chinese. I'm like, something going on in this place.
That's the weirdest place. I used to park my cruiser over there all the time and watch Netflix. I don't know what's going on in that building.
I mean they leave all the doors open, so I was having a gander, and it was literally all Chinese men in there just fucking grinding away, creating little widgets. Probably fucking, who knows, drones to spy on us.
Last sweatshop in America.
That's it. I'm not gonna tell on them. But yeah, not happy about it. Can I tell you about my good story this week? So I figured I'd bring it up on the pod. So I work for these companies once in a while, owners of companies, and they ask me for prices from time to time. This one company calls me and say, hey, can you take a look at this? It's two buildings, so can you meet me at this first one at like 8:30? I was like, yeah, sure. So I go over there, and he called me. He goes, hey, man, I'll be over there in about a minute. I was like, fine, I'm close by. And so I'm sitting there, and I'm like, who is this fucking guy? I know this guy. I'm like, the way he looks is exactly, I know this person. And then we get to talking, and I put two and two together in my head, but I didn't want to say anything. So the guy's name was Dan Flores. And I'm like, okay. I mean, he's a, you know, probably a 5'10" black guy with a goatee, bald head. And I'm like, he looks like somebody I know. And then we take the first, we do the first job, and he goes, where's the second one? Can we walk there? He goes, no, we gotta get in a car and go. I was like, oh, you want to ride with me? So he gets in the car, and we just start talking for a little bit, because it takes a while to get there. And I was like, so, Ashley, where are you from? You from around here? He's like, actually, I grew up in Brooklyn, New York. And I'm like, I knew who you were. So I was like, I'm not going to say anything. And he goes, I came up here a few years ago. My brother was working for the Patriots. I'm like, God damn it. So I was like, I have to say it now. I was like, oh, you're Brian Flores' brother. And he was like, I was like, you look exactly like him. And then we just started talking for like, you know, 20 minutes on the way up here. He's like, he loves the Patriots, all this shit. Flores loves the Patriots. And we're just talking ball, a couple ball knowers. You know what I mean? It was so weird. They looked exactly like him. We rode in the car, became best friends.
Good guy?
Yeah, nice guy. I mean,
so,
really my only story.
Did he have anything bad to say about the Patriots?
Yeah, I was about to say, no? did you mention the lawsuit? Anything, any race bait?
No, I didn't want to get into that. I mean, no. It's just weird to me that like his brother's a multimillionaire and this guy's like working as, you know, just a regular Joe doing like asking me for prices on doors.
You think if one of your brothers was a multimillionaire, you wouldn't be doing the same shit you're doing tomorrow?
I know if I was a multimillionaire, I would be doing the same thing. So
Dom is on the cusp of being.
He is on the cusp. That's true.
You guys are still outdoors.
So. He's had a few multimillion-dollar ideas. He just never follows through.
Yeah, exactly. He's just got to finish the deal. The canned espresso martini was a good one, and then that was like 10 years ago. And I was like, that's stupid. I think everyone, and we were all like this. Let's tell him how stupid that is because he's an idiot. He'll never get it done. It won't work anyway. And then now people sell it and drink them constantly.
And then he's like, one of the companies. He was missing all the parts of the business that were to execute any of the products.
How do I get this? How do I get the aluminum for the can? He just has the idea.
He did file like all these businesses, like he filed their names, he got business cards, he did all
the business cards. I forgot about the business cards. It was like
he has every single like trait of someone who just moves to Florida in their 50s and leaves a trail of unpaid debt behind.
Yeah, he's gonna live it.
I transfer my debt to William Charles Harrison, this made up fucking identity.
He's gonna have a new name.
Papa Marty. Fucking Papa Marty's gonna have a bunch of debt. Been dead for 5 years, and Dom's gonna live in Key West. just
living the life. Perfect. That's fine. It's give it to the dead guy.
It's like, why not? Why aren't we doing that? I feel like sometimes I feel like an idiot paying my bills.
I completely stopped paying medical bills like 2 years ago. I'm not doing it anymore.
That's the biggest layup of all time.
I haven't done it in 2 years. They send them to me every week, and they'd be like, this might go to collections. I was like, go ahead, send it. I don't care. I'm
about to have another kid, and I have not paid the hospital $1 for the first kid.
Just show up. They can't say no. Whatever.
What are
Fuck
you guys... What do you have to pay the hospital for after you have a kid?
You pay them fucking...
Like blood tests and shit that insurance didn't cover. They sent
deductible.
Yeah, and then eventually, like some law firm calls me trying to get it down. I ignore their calls.
Never, buddy. I went to my daughter is she's got issues, right? So I like take her. She has to get MRIs and shit every year, and so I had to bring her to the Children's Hospital like a week ago. Like, you've got a sizable balance. You want to take care of that now? I was like, nah, just send me a bill. I said, every single time, just send me the bill. Every single time.
No.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
And I carry the... I don't have the walking around cash to pay that.
I'd love to. Enough. Unfortunately, I don't have any money.
I'm currently filing a claim with my insurance company. They should be taking care of it.
At any moment. Don't worry. We can put you on a payment plan here today. I can get you on a payment plan here today in, what does he say? Fuck it. God damn it. I can't even get to think of it. Right here. Why can't we take care of it right here in Brainerd? That's what it was. You take care of it here in Brainerd.
Right here in Brainerd. Yeah. You need the true coat.
You need the true coat. Wait, you're a goddamn liar. You're a goddamn liar, Mr. Lundegaard.
All those fans are real, all right.
I love that fucking that movie is the most underrated comedy of all time. Even though they didn't bill it as a comedy, it's the funniest fucking movie ever made.
I got a contention.
What is it?
I'm not even gonna be able to watch Kickoff on Sunday.
Why?
I'll be airborne. We land. I'll land. At
you're
like
on Wi-Fi all time texting us. You're never flying. Okay, you're the guy behind
the guy. The only time I'm not
flying
on Wi-Fi is when we fly. There's no Wi-Fi.
Malarkey. I've seen you film and text multiple times.
I send you them when we land. Yeah, I know that's rocket science. It's fucking rocket science. After I land, I send it.
You have actual rockets in the plane. You don't have a fucking Wi-Fi.
I've talked to you while you're in.
Depends
the
how high we are, but like we're not gonna be doing anything. We're gonna be at 35,000 feet.
You don't get Wi-Fi on those planes, and you're carrying around fucking Humvees. And fit a little router on there. What are we talking about?
Some of them have it, and I'm like, I try so hard to get on one every time, but it never works out that way.
Yeah, trying to get on Pornhub on the fucking C-17.
So there's a story that somebody got in trouble. It's pretty funny that we were doing like the test bed for it. And the guy that was like running it was like, hey, he came up top to one of the pods. Like, hey man, you got to tell the guys downstairs to stop watching porn on the Wi-Fi. Somebody was down there watching it. And they were like, I'm not dealing with this right now. No chance I'm doing any of that shit.
Tranny on tranny. Tranny on soldier. Tranny on soldier porn.
Yeah.
When my cousin was working for your unit, they had to bring back all the Afghans and put them in New Jersey in like these hotels.
The worst.
And they had to watch over them. And he said that all the Afghans would just watch porn on full volume all the time.
Yeah.
Buddy, they'd never seen that shit before. Can you imagine? The minute they got here, they're like, what is this? It was like a genie being let out of a lamp. Those fucking guys.
They literally have no give a shit. Their give a shit meter is zero for what anybody thinks about them.
They have
kid fucking parties all the time. It's a wild
thing. It's literally they get in a circle and they look at little boys and just do the thing.
I might be getting tricked by like Twitter, but like I don't know. This might be controversial, but like Islam feels like it stinks.
Oh, buddy, I'll tell you what, nobody seems to like. I mean,
Tyler checking in from Salem.
Here we go, finally.
I mean, you guys haven't said it on the podcast. Where are you guys?
Hey, you think I want to get my head cut off?
I don't think there's many. I think Tony lives in Little Islam now. I think that's what Saugus is. But
no, that's incorrect.
On week one,
Zil, sure. There was.
I'll tell you what is a shithole, and like. The Middle East is bad, like Africa. Fucking Haiti. I wouldn't wish if we're gonna get
again.
Now I understand why they're like, get the Haitians out of here. I'm like, all right, I get it. Get them out.
This show is taking a turn for the worse. And be honest, I like where it's
like,
headed.
We were like taxiing, and I was looking around. And I was like, I'm gonna die. They're gonna. This is gonna be like they're never gonna come get me here because. I can't believe
it's clear you've never been to Labadee and not a Royal Caribbean man. That's clear.
Yeah, they had a civil war like 10 weeks ago.
Yeah, dude, that's a constant civil war there. You know what's funny is like the Dominican Republic is like Rhode Island to them, and then Dominican Republic is like excellent. Everyone loves it. And then you step over the line and a fucking machete goes through your chest. It's absurd. They just eat each other. I don't think I'm being stepping out of line by saying Haiti is a nightmare. I went there when I was there.
I
12
saw
or 13. And like, I don't know. Royal Caribbean owns like part of the island that's called Labadee. And you got off and you just went to this private beach and there was a fence that like protected you from, it was like you were the white person zoo. Like it was like fucking, like the Haitians went up to the fence were like staring at the white people enjoying themselves with all the shit they don't get. And they served me tequila and I was 12 years old. I just went up and like took a shot at it. I was like, hey, can I have tequila? Never drank any alcohol before. They gave me tequila. He's like, you want the worm? I said, the what? And he said, yeah, the worm. And I was like, sure. He put it in the little shot glass and I walked down onto the beach, took a little sip of it and almost died. I fucking was like, this is the worst thing that's ever been in my mouth. Thought I was drunk. It was 115 degrees. And then I went and had Corona, whatever the fuck other beer they had in Haiti. But, I mean, they don't have any laws. I mean, you could literally see the Civil War, like gun smoke. It was like fucking Yosemite Sam on the other side of the fence.
Yeah, it was the crazy. I mean, we're like, I was landing and like we were getting low. And I just like looked out and I said to the guy sitting next to me, I said, holy shit, this is a shithole. Like the tents and everything. I was like, what is going on?
It's not great.
I don't know, I mean, why, I don't know why we're there. I had no clue.
It's probably delivering stuff to Royal Caribbean. They need, what do you call, limbo poles and stuff.
That's on the whole other side. I was in Port-au-Prince. Oof, fucking,
that's the capital. That's a rough
that's
spot.
That's not the place to be. My dad, though. So my hillbilly dad was like, oh, man, let me call my friends. Say. He was like, let me call my friends. I was like, what are you talking about? He
said,
I know the richest people in Haiti. They own all the ports. And I was like, no, you don't. And I am not kidding. No less than 30 seconds later, this woman calls and said, are you here? I was like, there's no way you can get out here. And this woman, who is a gazillionaire, fucking, they just let her through. She must be the most famous person on the planet.
Yeah, she's probably fucking the, what do you call it? The
emerald or whatever?
The head drug dealer of fucking Haiti. What do you call it?
Yeah, what was his name? Barbecue?
Yeah, Barbecue. Yeah, the guy that was eating, he was eating humans.
Big BBQ. Well, anyways, I really went full. I got a little more Republican on this trip. I'm gonna put it that way. It's like, all right, yeah,
Republican to hate Haiti. Okay, that's just human. Honestly, that's just human nature.
The cartel
okay?
boats. Take out the cartel boats if they get within 10,000 miles.
You could not tell what was on that boat. They're like, we just blew this shit up. Fuck it. And they sent that out on Twitter.
It was a fucking canoe of six grown men. And they were like, yeah, take them out.
There was two grams of weed on that motherfucker. We had to make sure we got it.
And then not only every person in the government tweeted it. The White House tweeted it.
I loved it. I thought it was good. It was a good time for everybody, really. Anytime we can just blow up something, it's fun.
I don't really love the... I think... I'm scared of Genty, by the way. That guy's good at the sport. He's real good. He's good at football, and our linebackers are smaller than him.
Fuck me.
Bless you.
Sneezed. Oh, excuse me. I'm not afraid of him in the least. I'm not afraid of anybody on the Raiders except Max Crosby. Who else do they even have? I mean, they've got Bowers, obviously.
happy Juneteenth. That's such a good bit by Shane Gillis. Oh, man. At the ESPYs when he was like, Max Crosby's here. Happy Juneteenth, Max. That was a good bit.
I was watching this show before the Eagles game. They sang the Black National Anthem before it.
Is that what that was?
I looked it up. Do you know that's written by Travis Scott?
Was it from 2012?
I was just making that up, just for no reason. That's what I'm making up. I'm
so convinced.
Francis Scott Key did the American National Anthem. The Black National Anthem is, look this up, don't Google it. It's Travis Scott. He does it at fucking Firefest or whatever.
Featuring Lil Wayne.
Yeah, Louisiana.
All right, we should talk about the Raiders.
I don't know anything about the Raiders. I didn't look them up. I mean, fuck it. It's Pete Carroll's defense. You know, he'll be over there chewing gum, fucking running around, jumping around. The players will be excited. But, like, they have one receiver, Jacoby Myers, who's average, and he's a slot receiver. Amari Cooper retired on the spot. I don't know who they drafted this year. I mean, their quarterback is who? Geno Smith? I'll never trust that guy.
It's Geno Smith, and they drafted Genty. That's the big shit they got going.
Yeah, Genty was their first round pick. I think they have a decent offensive line, and they obviously have an elite tight end. So, sure. I mean, they scare me? Not really. We should beat them at home. Genty, Bowers, and then they have Kenny Pickett. That's pretty sweet. I mean, I don't even know any of these guys. Jamal Adams. Oh, man, they got a lot of also-rans on this team.
Awful.
Yeah. Trey Tucker, never heard of him.
By the way, you think we haven't talked about this? Is Tom Brady going to be in stadium, sitting in the Raiders owner's box?
No, he's going to call games.
He's worked.
Oh, I forget he does that too.
Adam Butler, ex-Patriot legend. They have Landon Roberts, ex-Patriot legend, and then nobody else. Literally nobody else. They've got a bunch of old ex-Patriots: Max Crosby, And that's it. I mean, their offense is mid at best. I mean, if Ashton Jeanty is fucking LaDainian Tomlinson, then they're okay. I don't know who Dante Thornton is. Maybe you do. I know who Jack Beck is because I remember when they drafted him because his brother was run over in that New Orleans terrorist attack. So I remember him.
Yeah, he went to Yale or whatever.
His brother went to SEC, and then he went to Texas Rice or Rice, maybe. Does that sound right? How would I know that?
But I think one of them was Ivy League.
Jack Beck went to TCU. Which
Rice is the Ivy League of Texas.
He went to TCU, who just beat Bill Belichick. It all comes around. But no, I'm not afraid of him.
Enough of that guy. That guy is about to be, he's getting the Nikhil Harry treatment. He's not mentioned on this pod anymore.
I'm mad at him right now, but I'll never give up on my pen pal. I promise you. Listen, he's gonna clarify that. He's gonna make it right with Jimmy Johnson in that Cowboys documentary, which was a 10 out of 10, by the way, and that's the way the Patriots documentary should have went. They're friends now. In fact, bygones be bygones. Years, what do they say? Fucking time heals all wounds. He'll be fine. Bill's petty, though. That's just petty Bill. I mean, he hates the Jets still, and I don't even know why he hates the Jets, to be honest. They try to force him to be the head coach, and that's, why he was mad. And then he didn't like the new owner. But that was really Parcells that did that. I don't know. I mean, the Browns aren't even the Browns that fired him, so I don't know why he would hate them. I mean, he hates the Jets for weird reasons, and then, now he's going to have a little fucking his day with the Patriots and be mad at them for what? They paid you fucking $300 million over 25 years. You did your job, and then, and it's bullshit. And now it's like they've all come out and said it was a fucking, an unpairing, and they both fucking, it was a mutual decision to be let go. Now it's starting to, why would you be so petty if it was a fucking mutual? Being a little on the edge here. I mean, you're going to get more to the story eventually. If Bill ever writes a biography, which I'm sure his girlfriend's going to force him to do when he's fucking a Jerry, he's going to be that photo of fucking Anna Nicole Smith and the dead man, in the fucking casket when they at their wedding day. That's literally going to be Bill if somebody doesn't step in. It's going to be him writing an autobiography, but it's really going to be her as the ghostwriter. I don't know. Is anybody even listening to me? I'm just sitting here talking to myself.
I just like to see those original text messages after their little plane ride together where they met.
His first
what
one.
The fuck were they talking about?
Bill was trying to be hip to her. Bae, what's up, bae? What's going on, girl? Just trying to see what's going on. What's good?
And trying to explain to her the cover too.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I mean, he probably got some weird interests, but there's not one thing they have in common. Nothing. Remember they bonded over what was it again? Psychology or something.
Can't imagine.
The only thing that they have in common is that she wants to bang a rich old man and he wants to bang a young girl. That's still got a tight bod, and he was over fucking what's her face.
But watching her walk up to him when he's on the field and then look and then ask him something, and then she looks back at the reporter and gives a thumbs up, babe, can I do this interview after?
I don't understand. She has no media training or any training in football whatsoever. And she's running his day to day. She's like his Alex Guerrero, but a much, much worse version. She doesn't help him get healthy. She makes him mentally worse and look worse. For all these years, we tore down Alex Guerrero for selling fucking snake oil. The real snake oil salesman's right here. And her name's Jordan Hudson. She's selling whatever snake oil and boner pills to fucking Bill Belichick. Keep him up at night.
You think him and Brady are still boys? I haven't heard much from
him. Yeah, they do. They do podcasts together once in a while. But, I mean, Tom's so busy and Bill's fucking a coach again, so probably don't hang out so much. I bet you they golf in the off season or something. Talk bitches. Can't hear you, Ty.
I don't know.
For some reason, when these people knock back onto the video, it goes away and then it comes back.
He's just railing about.
He's talking shit about something, but I got nothing from him.
He's like, these damn Jews.
Once again, everything with the technology. They fucking run everything. We say one thing about Haiti and the whole fucking grid collapses. Fucking, no, I don't have you. I don't have you. I can see your mouth moving. Deconnect. I'm going to reconnect your mic. Does that work? Text. Chalk. Nothing.
We also lost KP, too.
Yeah, but that was not no significant loss. That's why nobody said anything. Just fucking went off. Oh, who do we got here? Here he is. We got you? Nope, we don't got you.
Negative. This is a train wreck again.
And I'm going to fucking... I want to get Ty back in the mix, though. He looks all excited to say something.
Where are we at, anyway? We got to start talking about what the tailgate's going to look like.
Oh, fucking tailgate week one. Fucking fall. September, October tailgates. Is there anything better? We're going to have a big tailgate on our side, and then we're going to head over to the giant tailgate with the cousins in the clubbies.
Oh, we're going to see the cousins. I always enjoy going over there.
Yeah, they run the big start of the year tailgate. There's bound to be something good going on over there. Beanbags, beers will be aplenty. You guys didn't respond to that fucking Philadelphia Eagles guy that goes to the stadium at 2 a.m. every year on opening night.
I didn't see that. What is it?
You. Directly. You just ignored it. I don't know.
I didn't see it.
Whatever. He says, I've been here since 2 a.m. I got 4 pounds. He's got the awesome Philadelphia accent. I got 4 pounds of jumbo shrimp on ice, ready to go. He's got 4 pounds of jumbo shrimp. He's like, I've got too many beers to count. I got the honey whiskey because you got to take shots. I just got such a fucking laugh out of him saying, I got 4 pounds of jumbo shrimp. I was like, this guy's going to have fucking mercury poisoning. Is that all you got?
They're just absolute animals at fan base.
They love to fucking, 2 a.m., the game was at 8:30 at p.m. Insane move. I don't got you, Ty. You keep yelling at me and there's nothing. Recalibrate your shit.
He's got his head.
I know. I don't know what is going on. It's a fucking... I'm going to have to Google meet his ass or something. Oh, my God.
What's the call time? 8 a.m.?
Hey, listen, I was going to say, should I be picking you up on, like, Route 90 now? Like, I-90?
That might be the play. I might meet you guys somewhere. Dude, I can't even get a direct flight there. It's like I got to fly to fucking...
Hey, we got you, Ty. You're back.
I got to fly.
I'm back?
Yeah. Ty, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I can get you right on the fucking Mass Pike, but then we're going to be 95 guys. That's ugly for us. We're 93 boys through and through, unless you go 93 to Boston.
Yeah. I'll meet you guys anywhere on 93.
I mean, it was cut off probably an hour of driving for yourself.
I mean, the drive back is fucking... I mean, I'm 2.5 hours from you. Easy.
At least it's got to be sleepover day. Could be
my
sleepover.
Life is a complete fucking disaster since I've... I mean, I'm out here in the shit.
I know you are.
So, a couple things. First of all, what I was trying to say earlier...
Well, after he said that, I didn't see this. After he says it's a complete disaster. Just killed me.
I was trying to say... Are you...
No, I just was doing my Stone Cold sound.
For 10 minutes, I was trying to say that Bill put on 15 pounds of relationship weight. Yeah, I think we can all agree on that.
He's looking thick. I don't think he's using that treadmill as much anymore. Also, the treadmill is not doing anything.
Secondly, I'm going to be out in Vince's neck of the woods next weekend. And I'm trying to finagle a golf, to sneak in golf. But Nina already sniffed that out early.
What kind of person heads out to Western Mass like that and with his wife? Like, that's not a destination.
We have a wedding.
Is it a Berkshire's wedding? Where are we?
Tanglewood. It's high society.
It's not a place I've ever heard
of. The it's like where the Boston Symphony plays. It's this is the heir to the Christmas tree shops. That's who's getting married.
Oh, damn.
He's mega rich.
I would imagine.
This is big time.
Are there any left? Coming from fucking Christmas tree shops cash? I mean, this lady's got to be worth $300,000-$400,000 easy.
No, they own all the land, but they don't own the... They sold all the... now they lease the land.
So they still own
my mom property, would be. So. Do you realize if you told my mom that you were going to a Christmas tree shop's wedding, how excited she'd be and how many questions she'd ask and be like, see if she can meet the owner and find out his ideas and like why were crackers so cheap and where I could get furniture? It's like it was Big Lots before Big Lots came around.
Oh, way better than Big Lots.
Is that still open off of Route 1?
No, they close it.
They close them all. They're,
just like every town, every single place has to be a bouncy house fucking facility now. So anytime there's an open storefront, instead of a Spirit Halloween, it becomes a kid's bouncy house.
Or a pickleball place.
Yeah, it's that or they house Brazilians. It's one of the two. I mean, we're shipping our football, American football, to Brazil tomorrow, and then we're just importing all the people that would have been at the games to Saugus. This is what's happening. It's a pretty good deal. It's a good trade. They don't care about American football, but we have to take their human beings to live in our bouncy house facilities. Getting off track. Doesn't matter.
All right.
Patriots 2.5 this week. What do we got?
I mean, I guess they're supposed to win. I don't really know what they're going to look like, but they feel like they have a little more in place than the Raiders do. The Raiders feel like they're like still bad. Yeah. Bowers and Genty and
I think Vrabel can just get you guys up to go. I mean, I feel like he's going to have the boys ready to go. And I feel like really Drake May in the Josh McDaniels offense, Josh is going to be able to settle him down, show him exactly where he needs it to be. I mean, this couldn't have been a better scenario. Josh McDaniels just falling into fucking Drake May's lap. Year two. I mean, the only better scenario would have been year one with Bill.
I'm with Tyler. All I care about, if Drake May looks good this season, then I'll be happy. I'm not expecting a bunch too many wins. Probably like 8, 9.
I got an 8. I mean, they have such a weak schedule that they could easily pull off 10 and still not be good. Like, they could be a 10-11 win team this year and then next year be 6 wins. And be like almost the exact same team or better.
If he ends up doing it like a sophomore slump, but we finish middle of the pack, our lives are over. I mean,
as we know it, I don't disagree. I mean, I don't think he's going to be bad. I get worried about his accuracy early in the games. I get worried with college quarterbacks that they like to run first and pass second, and. But I think that's why it's good to have Josh McDaniels there, because he's going to be able to fucking fine-tune his brain to see exactly what he wants to see, teach him how fucking Brady did it.
I'm concerned only about turnovers. Like, if we're throwing bad turnovers with terrible fumbles, that's the only thing I care about. If everything else is fine, like, because he obviously has a good arm.
Yeah.
He obviously is, he seems like a good competitor. So, like, that stuff I like. He seems tough. Like,
people like him.
Yeah, but it's the, like, is he a dumbass? I feel like he might be a dumbass.
No, I don't think that. I think that fucking Josh, I think he's very good at, like, being a football, like, in film room and shit. But, like, fucking Mac Jones is, like, a football savant, and he's fucking stunk. So, I mean, it's hard to say. I mean, you got to have it all.
Yeah, but he was soft.
Yeah, he was soft. But the thing is, the biggest thing for me with Drake is, I think he's always going to be, like, almost like a Bledsoe type that can run. Like, I just think he's going to be like a, at best, like a 1-7, 1-2-1 at best touchdown interception guy. Like, he's never going to be like a Brady where he's like fucking 42 touchdowns, 7 interceptions in a season. You know what I mean? I think he's going to be like
Stafford, though.
Yeah, he'll be like a 30 touchdown, 15 interception guy. You know what I mean?
If he's as good as Stafford, I feel like that's a complete win for the
Patriots. About his comp is Josh Allen. He plays like Josh Allen. Josh Allen absolutely stunk for 3 years.
He had terrible coaches. And he's thicker through the fucking body. He can like run. Cam Newton. He's like more like Cam Newton than Drake Mays.
He
got to
the NFL, though. He wasn't when he first came out.
He was. I mean, look at him now compared to fucking... I mean, he looks like he's a little bit taller and a little bit less thick, but he runs. KP drops again. That fucking windmill internet he has in South Carolina just never connects. Every time he'll get a fucking point across and his fucking connection just drops. God damn it. God damn Starlink. But yeah, I mean, Josh Allen literally is just a taller Cam Newton that can throw better.
got the body.
Body looks good in shorts.
Not that big.
It is the perfect
jacked, but
it's the perfect situation. It should be the I mean, he should never have another offensive coordinator the rest of his career. If he's
absolutely not,
never have another head coach.
Shouldn't. Like, if everything goes to according to plan, this should be it. This should be our trio of people for forever. And they should just be building off of this. I just hate that they fucking started cutting the bait of, like, old Belichick and Mayo guys. Like, I mean, what's his name? Fucking Peppers is still out there. Fucking Jawan Bentley is still on the streets. That doesn't make sense to me either. Who else that got cut and is not? I mean, Bourne's still on the streets. Javon Baker's playing with the fucking Eagles tonight. I don't know. There's a couple guys that, like, I still think could help the team. I mean, I'm going to be interested to see if Duggar plays and if Jennings play a lot. Because, honestly, I think Jennings is better than Harold Landry. I don't even know what they're doing with that. I mean, he's not a fucking great pass rusher. He's going to be, like, an 8-sack guy that doesn't do much else. And Jennings is, you know, Jennings will have, like, 3 sacks, but he'll fucking stop the run. Which, as you know, on this podcast, setting the edge is numero uno in my book.
Do you think we
key?
Are we even worried about setting the edge anymore? Is that even?
I don't know. Like, apparently, we don't set the edge. I have no clue. I don't know this Terrell Williams defense. I mean, if they don't want Anthony Jennings on the team, they don't care about the edge. And all I care about is the edge. So it's going to be hard for me to watch if fucking guys are turning up on the fucking edge, and we're gonna have to sit there and wait for Keon White to chase him down, or fucking Barmore.
I do like is that when Rabel was in Tennessee, he named Terrell Williams as his assistant head coach.
Yeah.
I like that. Right. That means he loves him.
Yeah, I mean, I guess he loves him. I mean, I don't know anything about the guy. I mean, he was like he was not the defensive coordinator in Detroit last year. He was like Aaron Glenn's line coach or something. And he wasn't even the defensive coordinator with Tennessee. I think he was just a fucking D-line coach there.
No, he was the D-coordinator.
Was he? I don't know.
And then he became like co-head coach with Rabel. Rabel loved him.
I know Rabel likes him. I don't know. I mean, I don't get the idea where you see a plan work so fucking good as a player. You yourself is an elite edge setter. You see how good that works. And then you'd be like, fuck it. We don't need that. That doesn't make much sense to me. You know what I mean? Like,
weird, but
he should be running the 3-4 defense with fucking Richard Seymour, Ty Warren, and Vince Wilfork, and then have him on the fucking, you know, him on the outside like that. I mean, that was the way they did it. Crash the edge and fucking make plays.
I'm for 25 years. I'm not ruling out that, like, some of the Patriots guys had, like, a, hey, we're Patriots, like, you know, we've done things. And Rabel was like, you guys fucking suck. Do you guys know you suck? Like, I feel like there's some of that. Like, hey, you guys had 3 wins last year. Like, how about we not carry ourselves with a sense of, like, we're the shit anymore?
Yeah, I get it. A lot of the guys that came, like, from the Belichick school. But, like, Keon White is a Belichick guy through and through. And he's fucking, I don't know. It almost seems like Vrabel's, like, trying to fucking fuck with him. He's playing, like, deep into the last preseason game. I'm like, what is going on? And Jarrell Peppers could start for any team in the NFL right now, today. Kyle Duggar, same thing.
Huh? Peppers didn't get picked up.
Not yet, but he could start for any team in the fucking country. I mean, literally, whatever team he signs with in the next week or two, he's going to start that week.
I mean, I like Peppers. I'm a Peppers guy.
Yeah, me too. What was there not to like? And he had the greatest aura of any, except for he started wearing that Marvin the Martian helmet. That really fucking downgraded his value looks wise. Before they let him wear that little fucking pillow topper hat, he was really fucking, I mean, he was a pleasure to watch, especially in the throwbies.
That's probably why Vrabel got rid of him. I just can't have it.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. We're not soft. We're going to get concussions here the right way. I don't disagree with that take, Vince. There would be no extra fucking padded helmets.
NFL. I can't take them seriously. I hate them.
They're ridiculous. I don't think they work, and they're just in the way. They just look in the way. Why don't you put more padding on the inside of the helmet? Make the helmet bigger. Be like one of those fucking, like, backyard football. You remember that game, like, backyard baseball? Your head just fucking the size of a beach ball. running around. But, like, at least you got the helmet on the outside. You don't have a fucking double helmet with a fucking tarp on it.
Yeah, the Wes Welker.
Exactly. Look handsome. I don't fucking know. What do you... Saquon Barkley scored a touchdown, boys. And so what do you got this week?
No, it's weird. Like, I have no clue what we're going to do, but
it's hard
gun to head, 1916 Patriots.
I like the Patriots to score. I like them to score this year. I think they're going to go right into fucking horizontal offense, good running game. I mean, maybe it's not going to be as sharp as it will be later on in the year, but I bet you they score 30 points this game. They haven't scored 30 points in like 3 years. Did you know that?
No.
Fucking insane.
I do not see them scoring 30 points.
I think they're going to score 30 points and run away from the Raiders here. I think it's going to be like 30-14.
God, I love that.
Yeah. That's what I think is going to happen. Travion Henderson's going to have a game. Your best friend Tony's going to take a picture with the statue. We're all going to have a great day.
I would like Rabel to be in the press cons after and call one of the reporters a little bitch.
He's mean. He's mean to these guys. Not like Belichick would just dismiss him. He's outright like just a real grump to these guys. Somebody was asking him about fuck was it today? I can't even remember. Oh, it was Gonzalez. They were like on his fourth question of Gonzalez. He's like, guys, it's fucking Wednesday. This is the fourth time you asked me about Gonzalez. He's not going to practice today. Can we move on? I was like, well, he's just down. This guy is an absolute alpha dog. No bullshit. Vince, what do you got for a score?
What's 17-14 Raiders?
You are really down bad. The boys.
No, look, you have to put yourself in my shoes.
I don't even know if I could do that physically, mentally.
Smoky Mountains to get out there. Nothing in my life goes well. Like, my doctor just changed my antidepressants for the third fucking time this fucking week. I mean, it's completely miserable. The guest room, which I sleep in regularly, is nothing is gonna go right for me.
This is what's helping now. This is what's gonna help. The New England Patriots and their fucking new rival year uniforms with the italicized stripes. They're gonna come in and they're gonna make your days happier. I do like that they give you a gun there. After that rant, I am proud that they give you a weapon.
The guest room, which I sleep in regularly. Thank
you. Oh man. Hey, listen. It's got to end for us all at some point, Vince. I mean, listen, the depression, we're going to pull you out of it. This Sunday, when I get you fucking that first fresh fireball, do you know where you're going to be? Cloud 9.
Oh, yeah. I'll be for that brief period of time. I mean,
is there any better?
I'm the happiest person in the world.
I don't golf. I don't fucking bowl. I don't do any hobbies anymore. I go to a tailgate. Maybe 5 times a year. I try to go more, but my friends won't go with me. And I just enjoy the hell out of that day to the absolute maximum. I'll have 17, 18 Coors Lights, about 8, 9 fireballs. Just enjoy the day. It's going to be a sunny fall day. They lose. Fuck it. You know what? We're there. We're taking pictures with statues. We're having a blast. The boys are back.
I'm leaving my phone in the car, because the fucking text from my wife will put me in a bad mood.
One of my favorite things you ever did was, I forget what you said. You said you had a fight. And you were like, I just ran out of there. Fuck it. It was like, and I was like, I knew I'm going to have a good day. We're going to have a good day anyway. Fuck it. And we got into the stadium. He goes, look it, right on cue. It was a text. She's like, I feel really sad. Something like that. I was like, God damn it. Fucking Vince. I just saw your fucking face go so miserable. That made me laugh so much.
Like, there's a chance that Vince is, you know, getting a break from his fucking horrible life. I'm going to fuck that up. That's what goes through our mind. There's no doubt in my mind.
Yeah, we're going to have a great time. Listen, we're going to have a blast. We're going to cheer you up. We're going to pull you out of this depression. I'm going to give you some of my Paxil to go. We're going to have a great time. Everybody's... Yeah, so Pat's by 100. Anyway, it's you know where to find us, as on Twitter as usual, Brady Disciple, Malcolm Go Pod, Patreon, greatest website of all time. Subscribe. I'm going to be doing recaps, Monday night recaps on video on Patreon. Patreon.com/MalcolmGoPodcast. Get on there, fucking subscribe. Pay me a dollar because this website just gave me a sweet check the other day for $4. So we're already rolling in the cash. I'd like to have a little bit more line my pockets for Powerball. What else? I mean, discord.com/MalcolmGoPodcast. Get on there all the time, 24 hours a day, just yapping, talking Patriots, talking bullshit. And yeah, until then, go Pats. And, go Patriots, right?
Do your job! All right, don't try to make too much out of it. Just do your job. 7-8 months ago, right? All for this moment. It's about honor. It's about respect. We win this game, your honor. Your kids are honored. Your family's honored.
Stack receivers, two to the right. Russell Wilson extends the hands he has. Wilson, quick throw. And it's intercepted. Intercepted by Malcolm Butler. Butler has it at the one. Malcolm Butler stepping
in. Warner goes back to throw, and here's the blitz by Mike Brady. The back. Field goal attempt. Set to go. Snap ball down. Kick up. Kick is on the way. And it is good.
It's good. It's good. Adam Vinatieri booms a 48-yard field goal. And the game is over. And the Patriots are Super Bowl champions. The Patriots are Super Bowl champions. The best team in the league.
Hey! Did it.
I love you, man.
Did it, bro. I love you. I love you. You worked your ass off.
You're the greatest quarterback in the world, man.
Hey, I love you, man.